This presentation has been previously broadcast.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
Listener supported.
Here for you every day.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Hey, thanks for joining me. It's good to be here with you today. I saw a story yesterday, and I'm sure you probably had the same reaction. Maybe you didn't have the same reaction. I don't know. Bill and Melinda Gates, right? You take a look at Hollywood, and what happens? You often see these celebrity couples, you know, they don't last. There are a few relationships that have. But fundamentally, I mean, I was just looking at J-Lo and A-Rod, right? Alex, it was Alex Rodriguez, right? They just broke up. They were together for a little bit, and you're thinking, oh, I kind of knew that when you went into this thing, right? But it looked like they were going to make it, you know? You take a look at some of these relationships, and they just don't get back together. Or this person's not faithful or whatever happens, right? They somehow, for some reason, they don't bridge that gap. They don't work it out. And when I saw Bill and Melinda Gates announcing that they're getting divorced, I thought that's kind of a bummer too. You know, it's not like he's in Hollywood. I know they both have interests. They have a lot of things to do, but they're going to continue to work together. But, you know, the Gates Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, is one of the largest charitable foundations in the world. And they came out the other day with an announcement that it's over pretty much, that they just can't grow together anymore. I mean, what does that mean? Right. And Jake, who was it? It was Gwyneth Paltrow. I asked you to look her up. Right? Was it Gwyneth?
Yeah, Gwyneth Paltrow. Yep.
Who says that they divorced because they had
unconscious coupling?
Yes, that was it.
I'm just making up words.
No, that's what she said. Okay. This was a conscious. It was an unconscious.
Conscious. I guess it would make more sense to be cut conscious.
Yeah, look
uncoupling.
It up. This is a conscious uncoupling.
These are just
right?
woke words here that I'm spitting
uncoupling.
Out.
Uncoupling. So. I love these words. I'm like, well, what PR person wrote this stuff for these people?
Oh,
right.
Boy.
So, you know, nobody knows what the terms of the divorce between Gates and his wife are going to be. I mean, she's a Catholic. Clearly, they're worth billions of dollars. So, you know, I don't think we have any issue there in terms of how she's going to do. But Amazon, it's the other guy, right? Their relationship broke. You know, if money's the source of this, or fame or celebrity, I don't want it. You know, I want to remain married to my wife till I draw my final breath. You know, that's where I am. I would trade money and fame and anything the world has to offer for love, you know, for a good relationship, for health. So often people are willing to pass by that. Joe Sikora is going to be stopping by. He's going to be taking your calls, too, if you want to join us. He's got a very diverse background. And right now is a licensed marriage and family therapist. I thought we could take a look at these trials. I mean, what causes people to break up? What causes people not to try to make it work? You know, how can you say, okay, we've been together, we've got kids, but at this point in time, we don't feel we can grow together anymore in this time in our life, or we need to, you know, consciously or unconsciously uncouple, whatever Gwyneth Paltrow was saying. And if you are going through an issue right now, too, I just want to throw this out to you. You can join us. The number's 888-914-9149. That's my studio number. So call me right now. Maybe you're going through a tough time with your spouse, or maybe it's your kids. You want a little advice, a little direction. Feel free to do that. And before we go to Joe, I want to pray. I want to pray for marriage in this country because it's under attack. We see how Satan hates it. You know, I often speak of what Sister Lucia said regarding the final confrontation and how it would be over family. And we see how marriage has been redefined in our nation and no longer means what God had intended it to mean. And we are living in a very discordant, chaotic, and disoriented time. So I want to pray for our country. I want to pray for marriage. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for the gifts of that have come in. For everyone who's supported Relevant Radio, I want to ask God just to return your blessings. And we'll turn to the Mother of God. Join me now. If you're in a tough time or you really need prayer, or you're saying, hey, I could use some prayer for my marriage, let's pray right now. We'll turn to the Mother of God, as we do all the time, and we entrust Relevant's mission. We'll entrust your needs in this prayer as we pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Remember, most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, we fly unto you, O patron of patrons, our mother. To you we come, before you we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother, the Word incarnate, despise not our intentions, but in your mercy, hear and answer us. Amen. Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. So Joseph Cord joins me right now. Good to have him back with us. He and his wife, Lori, they've been married for 30 years, three decades, have a son with special needs as well. And Joe wrote a great book, too. We'll get you plugged into that. It's always good to talk to you, Joe. Thank you for making time for us.
Drew, it is just always my pleasure. Thank you so much for talking about this most important topic. It was funny you bring up Bill and Melinda Gates. I was driving in my truck. I pull up in front of my house yesterday. I look down. I just, for whatever reason, the newsflash, Bill and Melinda calling it quits. And I wanted to respond. I said, Lord, what do I say? Well, not that Bill and Melinda are going to hear me, but I said, I want to say something positive about marriage and how to sustain marriage because it's tough. And I thought, I don't know. It's all up to you, Lord. And then you called me to be on your show.
Wow. Lord hears prayers, huh?
There we go.
Well, then I believe the Lord has a message for somebody, Joe, through you. I have no doubt about that at all.
Thank you.
Those crazy kids, Bill and Melinda, announcing they're divorcing. I mean, you had Jeff Bezos, right, and his wife that did it earlier. You see J-Lo. And is it A-Rod that's with her, Patrick? Yeah, it is. Course, there's, I don't know whether it was infidelity or what happened there, but, celebrity marriages never seem to work, but some of these wealthy marriages, I don't know what the numbers are there, but your thoughts on it. What is it about celebrity and fame and money? And maybe it's nothing at all. Maybe they're just higher profile. I mean, what are we seeing, and why is it that people like Bill and Melinda can't work it out after three decades of marriage?
Well, that's a great question. I could speak about it for a long time. But what's interesting is I think one of the fifth mentioned reasons why people say, yep, we're calling it quits, is financial problems. Now, clearly that's not the case with Bill and Melinda, right? It's like, Melinda, I told you, you can't spend $10 million on shoes anymore. It's like, well, why not?
That's
what
great.
Difference does it make? But I thought the truth is there's not a huge difference between whether you've got money versus not and the impact on divorce. There are things that people talk about, but as I said to you before, if you were to just simplify and keep in mind one thing, if you're listening right now and your marriage is struggling, there is one thing that is leading you towards divorce, and the word is distance. You've got to bridge the gap. You've got to find ways to come back. And I thought that would be a great thing for us to do today with the time that we've got, is just talk about how do you come back from the difficulties. Because, people talk about, obviously, infidelity, arguing too much, or getting married too young, or financial problems, or substance abuse, or domestic violence, or health problems, or lack of support. There's a lot of reasons that people can name, but the question is this: how do you come back together? And there are ways to do that, how to strengthen the marriage. So I thought that might be a good way to actually focus on the show today is how do you actually do that? And I want to say this, and I'm going to go ahead and make a confession. And I don't like to, as a therapist, I never talk about my own life, right?
Right,
it's, like,
right.
It's always about somebody else.
Right.
But my wife, just like a week ago, like with everybody else in the world, this has been a tough year with COVID and the stress. And it's just weighing on everybody. And she even said, gosh, Joe, she goes, I just feel disconnected. I feel disconnected from my house. I feel disconnected from my family. I feel disconnected from my friends. I feel disconnected. And I thought, you know what? You got to bridge that gap. So I asked myself, trying to be a good husband, I was like, okay, how do I bridge that gap? And in that moment, I just went up and I wrapped my arms around my wife. I got close. I put my face next to her. Hopefully I didn't smoke a cigar right beforehand. Otherwise, she would have pushed me away. And I just said, I'm here, and I think that's what we've got to do is just come back and say, I'm here for you.
Well, my guest today, Joe Socorro, if you want to join us, 888-914-9149. Is lack of communication, is that the biggest problem in most relationships? Is it selfishness? I mean, if you had to put your finger on some of the things that really cause marriages to drift apart, like I've also noticed, I was talking to my wife about Bill and Melinda Gates the other day, and I'm thinking, well, what was it? Maybe they're so busy. Like, you know, they're not talking anymore. He's doing his thing. She's doing hers. You know, in some cases, maybe it's selfishness. But I was thinking, you know, also the age. It's so weird. If, you know, most marriages will fail, what, in the first 7 years or something, supposedly,
I would think.
However, and you're the therapist, not me, but I would guess, and I don't have that in front of me, but you know, once the kids grow and they're out the house, once you have your young kids and your empty nesters again, I think a lot of people who had, you know, the husband built his career, the wife may have stayed home or vice versa, whatever. The kids are out of the house. They look at each other. They don't know each other. And, you know, there's not that sex life. There's not that whatever. And they just grow apart. And you see a lot of people who've been married like you for 30 years, 25 years, thrown in the towel. I always marvel at that. I mean, man, it's a long time to be together to say it's over. Bill and Melinda are both saying the same thing. Oh, we don't think we can grow together anymore. What does that mean? So your thoughts on that?
You know, I think, again, you're pointing out what I just said. It's distance, you know, is that communication. If you were to think about communication as a problem for marriage, and that's what many, many people, for certainly that come to me and other therapists, they say, Joe, we just have a problem with communication. But when I explore that, I listen to them, I go, well, they're awfully articulate. They've got a lot of words that they can use. But what we're, the mistake that we make sometimes is when we start to feel our marriages fall apart or fragile is we use words of disconnect. We start pointing our finger and saying words that hurt the other person, generally out of our own pain, but we look at the other person and say, you're no good. You failed me. You're not kind. You know, so when it comes to communication, I would say the first rule is be a great listener. You know, we don't think of communication in terms of just listening, but that's probably the most important component of communication is to be a really great listener. Be curious with your spouse. You know, don't just say, hey, how was your day? It's like, Drew, what's it like, you know, during pledge week and you've got all this pressure on you to do well, or you've been doing a radio show for so long. Do you ever feel it? You know, be curious about it. And the more that we can be curious with one another, the more it'll promote that growth and that closeness, because that says you care about me. So if you were to talk about just communication, I would say be curious and put an emphasis and a focus on being a really great listener.
Yeah. All right, Joe, let's just, I have to take a short break. When we come back, we'll grab a few calls. You can get in right now. We'll grab a few. With Joe on the other side, maybe you're going through a difficult time in your relationship. Maybe, you know, you know the answer. Maybe you say, gosh, if I could have done things differently, I would have. I often think, you know, if somebody asked me about broadcasting once, they said, if you could tell your younger self one thing about broadcasting, what would it be? And I thought, man, what a great question. Let me ask you that question about marriage. If you could tell your younger self one thing about marriage, what would it be? And you can sound off here, too. You can join Joe and I at 888-914-9149. That brings you into the studio. Love to talk with you. 888-914-9149. Give us a call right now.
Prayer. It goes like this. Let us pray. Mother of fair love, I look to you. Take into your hands the ribbon of my life and see the snarl of knots that keeps me bound to sin, anxiety, and hopelessness. I beg you, Mother, by your powerful intercession and long fingers of love and grace, undo the knots in my heart and in my life. Free me to love as Christ loves. Mary, undoer of knots, pray for us. I really love that prayer. For a pledge of $50 a month to Relevant Radio, our thank you gift is a Mary Undoer of Knots diptych. With that prayer on the right side and a beautiful heavenly image of Our Lady on the left, the Mary Undoer of Knots diptych is yours for a gift of $50 a month to Relevant Radio. Go to the website or the app right now and you can see an image of the diptych. Make a donation to Relevant Radio right there at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. We have matching funds this hour, so make your pledge right now.
It's day two of our Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive. I'm Mike Kendall, joining Drew Mariani, inviting you to log on to relevantradio.com or call us at 877-291-0123 and help us. We need your help. We've got to get to $2.7 million by the end of the week. We had a great hour last hour. And Drew, I have a little bit of bad news, but a lot of bit of good news.
All right.
Which would you like me to give you first?
Well, why don't you give me the bad news and medicate me with the good?
All right. Here comes the bad. You ready?
Yeah.
Tomorrow, we will not have any matching dollars. Okay?
Bummer.
No matching dollars
tomorrow.
Here's the good news. It's a brand new hour, And we're gonna match every pledge that comes in this hour.
That's
so
fantastic.
Our partnership challenge light is on. That means it's time for you to pick up the phone and call 877-291-0123. Every pledge, every size donation, our partners are going to match you 100% for the next 45 minutes. So please call now and make your pledge.
You know, Mike, I'm glad you brought that up because I did, you know, I really, when I came into the studio today, I was saying this a little bit earlier with Neil, I didn't think we had matching funds because I thought, oh, we had it yesterday, probably not on Tuesday. And he says, no, you've got matching funds. The bad news is not tomorrow. So I'll tell you what, if you want your dollar to go twice as far, today is the day to do it. And I'll tell you, we could use it because we've got a big goal to get. You know how quickly time goes. Every pledge makes a difference. Every pledge moves the needle. And look, if you're tuned into the program now and you hear us talking about marriage, where else are you going to hear this type of conversation? I mean, Relevant Radio brings you the truth of what marriage was intended to be. You know, it clears up a lot of misconceptions. It has drawn so many people back to the Lord because of what they heard here. Why? Because we talk truth. We talk it regarding marriage, life, racism, whatever it might be in the culture today. But we're listener supported, and we can only do this. This sound, this message can only be on the air if people like you say, yes, I believe in it, and we need it. Our country needs it. Call right now, 877-291-0123. There's plenty of room on the phones for you right now at 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com or by using
yesterday,
the mobile app.
Yesterday you had a 300-person hour. I want to have 300 people this hour step up and say, count me in. I support Relevant Radio. I want to give hope to others. Ann in Chicago just called, made a $100 pledge.
Wow.
Because she called this hour, that 100 becomes 200. We had a $60 pledge from Rock Island up in Minnesota. New Hope, thank you for your $240 pledge. $1,000 from Wisconsin Dells, and New Hyde Park just chimed in with $100. That becomes $200 from New York. Thank you. Here's that number, 877-291-0123, or take a look at all the premiums we have at relevantradio.com.
So I think what Cuomo is doing should be illegal.
All the issues.
It's a very serious issue.
All the topics.
So that's my comment.
One place.
God bless you.
The Drew Mariani Show.
And the whole Relevant Radio community.
On Relevant Radio.
For producing this show.
We go there.
We go there, that's for sure. Another great bumper, huh? That's a little Bon Jovi. Hey, thank you for your support. I mean that very much. I really am grateful for the love you show through your sacrifice. And that's what this is. Every time you call 877-291-0123 and you make a pledge, you're saying, Drew, I'm making this pledge for marriage, or I'm making this pledge for the church, or I'm making this pledge for life, or I'm making this pledge for just clarity and sanity on the air. And we're grateful for it. We really are. And Relevant's unique. There's not a lot of apostles like it. And I'm grateful for your support. We are only here because of you. If you're just joining me, I'm talking about marriage. You probably heard the news. Bill and Melinda Gates, they are calling it quits. They're going their own way. And that's tragic, really. It's sad. When I hear about that, I often pray for the couple and I pray for reconciliation. And there is healing. For that marriage of yours, it seems over. I'm telling you, there is healing. It. If your marriage was sacramental, I guarantee you there's grace there. Call upon the Lord on it. And I'm joined today by Joe Socorro. He knows this better than anyone else. He's a former colleague of mine here, and he's a very gifted marriage therapist who's joining us. And let's go to the phones, I guess, Joe, because time goes so quickly here during these pledge drives, as you know. We'll start in Arcadia, yeah. California. Ash is listening there. Ash, hi. You're on the air with Joe Socorro.
Hey, Drew, thank you very much. You know, one quick thing before I ask this question from Joe. 2 weeks ago, I prayed. I asked you to pray for my little grandbaby who was very sick and who was in the hospital for 3 weeks at that time.
Wow.
So she was going to, there was some kind of a disease that they couldn't find. And they found it. That she had a little a tumor, and they took it out. And she's going to have her final biopsy done, completed tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
On Friday. And I know it's going to be completely cured, and I thank you for praying. But I will call you on that one later on.
Well, praise
and
God.
Thank everybody who prayed for me and for you.
Thank you.
And for the Lemon Radio and Father Rocky. And my question, Joe, I miss listening to you with Father Dave those days on the radio, and I was listening to you, and you were a great therapist at that time. But I have a very serious problem with my wife, who is, I've been married for 45 years, and she had cancer some time back, and cancer is fully grown. But she believes everything that is that is happening to her is that I have done something wrong. I have she's a Buddhist. She is not a Catholic. She doesn't believe in any religion. And I'm a Catholic. I was in the seminary to be a priest. Wow. And everything fell apart when I got married to her. But those being done, I had a great son through her, our only child. And he's that my little grandbaby was his son.
Well, Ash, I don't mean to interrupt, but we only have a few moments with Joe, so let me let you get your question into him so he can respond. I'm going to take a break in just a moment.
You know, if I could jump in, Drew, because he said something very important. He said his wife had been married for 45 years, and she's sick, she's got cancer, and she says all of the problems that she has, it's your fault. Now, look, that's very difficult to take, but that's not unusual with couples who are really feeling fragile about life to point the finger and say, it's your fault, because we're always looking for a reason. We're trying to identify what the problem is, and the easiest thing to do is say, it's your fault, it's your fault. So what do you do in a case like that? Again, not easy. I'm not in your shoes. But I just want to say, humble yourself before the Lord, humble yourself before your wife, and just say, I love you so much. I'm sorry. What can I do for you? You know, it's like you could try to have an argument or a discussion to say, well, what do you mean it's all my fault? It's not my fault. Yeah. But that's not going to get you anywhere. Time is precious right now. I would come before your wife. I would kneel down. I would hold her hand. I would hug her and hold her closely and just say, whatever I've done, I want to compensate for it with love. You know, forgive me. That, you know, that's what I would do.
Now, Ash, your question for Joe, too, my call screener is saying, is that you want to know how to get her to counseling? She doesn't want to go to counseling?
Right. She doesn't want to go to counseling. One of my other questions was, I was trying to see whether I could get later on out of the air, get Joe's phone number so I can go and see Joe as a counselor. And she believes so drastic things in her life towards me, and everything is wrong, and I have asked her to forgive me. I have said sorry, but nothing seems to work, guys. And that's the reason I pray every day. I go for mass at least 4 or 5 times a week, pray the divine mercy.
Wow.
And pray for her healing, for her conversion.
Amen.
Nothing seems to work. I haven't given up hope on my prayers or anything like that. I just want her to be converted.
All right, great. Ash, I'm going to hold you on that thought. Joe, we have got to take a break too.
Yep.
So I am going to put him in touch with you, but final thoughts, you got about a minute before I've got to take a break.
You know, look, I don't believe in forced therapy. If somebody says, no, I'm not going to go, I don't think you can push it. I don't see anybody who say, yeah, I'm here because my parents made me come, or my wife made me come. You got to come. You've got to seek healing yourself because those are your strong reasons. So I would tell our friend here from Arcadia, it's like, you know, if you need to get help for yourself. If you need support, clearly it's not easy to see your wife suffering and to be blamed for everything.
Well, Ash, stay on the line. We'll get you a number. Joe, we'll check with you, of course. Frances is in Caldwell, Texas. She's been married for 56 years, but she and her spouse are miscommunicating. We're taking a look at marriage today. Bill and Melinda Gates calling it quits. How do you keep your marriage strong? We'll talk about that more when I return.
We're giving hope. It's our spring pledge drive. Phone lines are open at 877-291-0123 and at relevantradio.com. I'm Mike Kendall. Drew Mariani is here. And 4 times a year, we turn to you and say, hey, how much can you help us? How important is Relevant Radio to you? We know it's important. That's why we're asking you to call and be a part of our family here and give hope to others. Drew, today's show is a great example of what we do. Yeah. You know, when you ever travel and go to a location where Relevant Radio doesn't have a station, and you meet someone and they say, hey, what do you do for a living? And you tell them you work at Catholic Talk Radio, and they look at you like,
what?
Catholic Talk Radio, what's that? What do you talk about? And I always tell them we talk about life. We talk about the human story. We offer solutions and hope. And today's a great example. Everyone's talking about Bill and Melinda Gates. It's in everyone's news feed today. But we look at it from a different angle. We're talking about marriage this afternoon. We're offering practical advice. We're celebrating all that's good about marriage and helping each other with all the challenges of marriage. And we even pray for all married couples. That's what makes Relevant Radio so different than other talk radio. Support us now, 877-291-0123.
Yeah, and you never know what your gift is going to do. You don't know how it will reach a soul. Maybe somebody today is hearing a message that will save their marriage, and as a result, their kids won't suffer the collateral damage of that. You don't know who will take the steps in the direction that could forever change the way that they conduct themselves or behave themselves in their marriages. They'll get a piece of advice or an insight, or the grace of God will just flow. And there are great resources out there. We talk about RetroVi and a lot of different groups that can help save marriages. We give you these resources. We give voice and platform to a lot of those organizations, and they can reach millions of souls. That's what your gift does. And I just want to put that into perspective for you. I mean, it's not about signals and light switches and keeping the signal booming. It is in some respects, but it's much bigger. It's about the salvation of souls. It's about bringing Jesus Christ to the world. That is our mission, and you share in that. We're all called to that great command. Join us right now. I'm going to give you an opportunity. We could use you right now. We have about 30 minutes left, and I would really love to see your call. 877-291-0123, or they can do it online at relevantradio.com or the mobile app. Right, Mike?
That's right. And where do you stand? Do you think the world would be a better place if we had more happy marriages or fewer happy marriages? Do you think the world would be a better place if there was more Relevant Radio or less Relevant Radio? You decide. We want to hear from you at 877-291-0123. Our partners are matching you. And by the way, our partners are often married couples who have made a decision to donate more to Relevant Radio. Support marriages, 877-291-0123, and give hope.
Listener supported.
Yeah.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
It's good to be here with you. Thanks for joining me. I really do appreciate you just taking time out of your busy day. I know there's a lot of choices out there, and I'm grateful above all for your support. Phones look great. There's still room for you. You can always get in at 888-877-291-0123. And I would be really grateful if you could support the program. If you love what you hear, support. If you're just tuning in, I was sharing with my friend Joe Socorro. He wrote a book. We'll tell you how to get connected to that. But he's done everything from acting to law enforcement. Now he's into marriage therapy. And when I saw the story, Bill and Melinda Gates were announcing that they're being divorced. I mean, Gates was formerly the world's richest person. His fortune is estimated well over $100 billion. And he was married for, I think it was 27 years to his wife, Melinda. She's Catholic, by the way. Say a prayer for her. Unfortunately, they just can't grow together, he says, moving forward in this next phase of their life. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos and his wife, Mackenzie, they divorced. I think it was 2019 when they split. And she has since remarried. Now, focuses on her own philanthropy. She got, I think, 4% stake in Amazon. That was worth, just for those of you who are curious about numbers, $36 billion. Tells you how much that company is worth. It's pretty insane. But I see these stories, they sadden me. Of course you're intrigued by it, but you're thinking, why can't you work it out? You're not arguing over money, right? That's certainly not the issue. It's not like you can't take a trip together and work on the romance. It's what is it that causes these marriages to divide? And I go back to a spiritual principle here as well. And I really do believe that Satan hates marriage. He hates it with a passion. You know, I often quote the great Saint Sister Lucia. You know, the Fatima seer is what I'm trying to say here, Sister Lucia de Santis. And she once said, you know, that the final confrontation is going to be over marriage and family. And we're seeing that right now, aren't we? I mean, we are seeing right now this battle. It's historic, you know, in terms of marriage being redefined. Marriage is not lasting. People not marrying. I mean, look at the cohabitation rates in the country. It's pretty insane. So I'd invite you to pray for your marriage. I'd invite you, if you're going to get married, understand the sacramentality of it. Understand it's a vocation. That you can grow in holiness. You can grow in to be the saint that God created you to be. That you can. It's a doorway for eternal life. And Joe, just on that point here, and I want to grab a call or two here just before I get Frances, who's been married 56 years. She's having some problems.
Yeah.
The faith element in a marriage, how critical is that? How important is God? Because maybe that's another common denominator a lot of these marriages don't have. Money maybe becomes their God or something else, the fame or the fortune. How important is God in any relationship?
It's so important because, again, what causes divorce is distance. And what brings us together? Well, closeness. And what better way to get closer together as a couple than to humble yourselves before God, someone greater than yourself, and say, okay, we're not doing this too well, you know, bring us back together again. But I was thinking on the break too, and I don't know if this was off the air that we were talking about this or before we went to a break or something. You said, you know, what would you go back and tell that younger self? Yeah. You know, how do you stay married? And I think about this a lot, and I was thinking just the other day, you've got to form that community. Some of my very best friends still are those with whom I started off marriage with, you know, young married couples. We had children together. But you've got to find those couples who can share that passion, share that love, be with you during the difficult times, play with, laugh with. And that's what we've got to do together as a couple. We have to go back sometimes after you've been married for 7 years or 15 years or 25 years and ask yourself, what did we do when we first fell in love, when this marriage seemed like it was going to be endless and go on? What were we doing? Oh, we were praying, we were playing, we were laughing, we were being encouraging. Go back and do those things. That's the best way to find your way back.
Love it.
Because you've got the experience of having a good marriage. Go back to what that was.
All right, let's go to Frances in Caldwell, Texas. Hi, Frances.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, go right ahead.
Okay, well, after being married 56 years, you think you've got the communication down right,
yeah,
even after a marriage encounter and what. But I just wondered, and this is not anything that's going to take us to a divorce court, mm-hmm, or for therapy, but do couples in our age group start having this, like, miscommunication? It's like a Mars-Venus communication. He understands what he's saying, and I understand what I'm saying, but we don't understand what each other's saying.
I love that.
Yeah, that's a great question. Look, I would say your evidence that, yes, at any age, you can grow apart. I think the most important thing, and God bless you, 57 years, is go back, be curious. Go back and don't think about so much, okay, how do we communicate better? Because you know how to talk. I would say go back and do those things that drew you together initially. Whatever that was, think back 57 years. Now, you might not be able to go downhill snow skiing together if that's what you enjoyed when you first got married. Maybe those days are done. But go and have do something that is enjoyable with each other. You know, go do those things. I think that's the most important thing. And I think what you'll find, yeah, is the communication will come back because you'll be feeling more positive about each other.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
Right, but you know, it's not that we are miscommunicating on everything. It's just sometimes it's just not right on,
yeah,
to where we're understanding what each other's saying.
Yeah.
And it's not often. It's just that,
yeah,
it surprises
me. I wouldn't
that
worry about it then. Look, most couples, you know, I mean, we disconnect in different ways or don't understand each other. It's a real challenge to do this. But I would say don't focus so much on what you're not doing well. Go back and focus on what you are doing well. Whatever that is, talk about those things, do those things.
All right, Francis, thank you for your patience, and thank you for your testimony of marriage. 56 years is a long time. Congratulations on that. Yeah. Teresa is listening to us in Monrovia, California. I only have a few moments left with Joe Socorro, so let me sneak her in, too. Teresa, good afternoon.
Hi. I just wanted to give I've been married for 36 years, and the first thing I'd like to say to young wives is stop making a girlfriend out of your husband. He's wow. not your girlfriend.
I love
that's
that.
Good advice.
That's
what other great
that,
advice
I did
do you
that.
Have? Okay.
My other advice yeah. is for older marriages, start laughing at yeah. what your husband is saying, especially if he's trying to be funny.
Oh, yeah.
Even if he's yeah. not funny, laugh at it. Because
oh, my
it
wife
makes
does that all the time.
Everything lighthearted. Yeah.
Laugh at his
I
dad
know
jokes.
I'm not funny, but I feel so great when my wife laughs at me or laughs with me.
Exactly.
That's so awesome.
Exactly.
Teresa, I yep. make my wife and, laugh every day, and I wonder if she's just laughing to make me happy now. She always is laughing.
Yeah. You will yeah, never that, know.
That's so funny.
That is actually great advice, Drew. It really is. Yep. It's actually profound because when we laugh, and it's scriptural too. You know, the Psalms, Proverbs speaks about laughter as being a good medicine.
Yep.
When we laugh together, we're reminded that it's good, that love exists, that this marriage can continue. So it's actually, quite honestly, really profound advice.
Teresa, you ought to write a book. Hit the circuit. You'd be great.
Yeah.
I love your marriage advice. Stop making girlfriends out of your husbands. All right. I love it. Teresa,
yeah.
thanks.
Yeah.
All right. God
yeah.
bless you.
Thank
we
you.
Only have a few moments left here, Joe. I'm going to give you yeah. final thoughts. Your book, too. Yeah. I know you've written a book. It tells your story and that of your family yeah. and your son. I mean, people want to get that. Give the title and how they can get it, if you don't mind.
It's called Defying Gravity. It's published by Ignatius Press. Defying Gravity, How Choosing Joy Lifted My Family from Death to Life. And it really goes back, it harkens back to our last, you know, that last wonderful call. It's like, you've got to choose joy. Life will beat you up. Life, the devil will conspire to take you down. And it did. You know, I lost a son. He died at 25 years old. I've learned how to pick up the cross and carry it. But I've never lost sight. Well, I try not to lose sight. I go back and I also say, okay, where is the joy? Where is the learning? Where is the love in this difficulty? And that's the beauty of our faith. You know, I always say it. So one thing that really separates even Catholics from other Christians is you walk into a church, you see a crucifix. That's a powerful message. And yet that very same God who hangs on the cross for you and me, Drew, and everybody else out there says, let my joy be your joy. So it doesn't have to be one or the other. You have to choose joy. You have to choose to see what is good in one another. And even when it's really difficult, especially when it's really difficult, you've got to choose to see what is good in your spouse. Best marriage advice I could give.
I love it. Well said, Joe. Thank you for being here. Always great to talk with you. Keep up your good work, okay?
Thank you, my brother.
We'll talk
Always
soon.
My pleasure. Thank you.
It's Joe Socorro. Say a prayer for him and his family. He's working on a project that I think would be a real blessing. If it comes through, I know he'd appreciate you know, your prayers for him as well. I only have a moment or two. I need to take another break. You know, I often think about marriage today and the problems that so many people have. And, you know, I hear this mantra all the time. Marriage is failing. Look at the divorce rate. You know, look where we are. And I was always struck by the reality that it's not marriage that is failing. We are failing marriage. And I think in large part we're failing it because we have lost our understanding of what the sacrament's all about. You know, I was talking about Jeff Bezos. He was not faithful. There was infidelity in that relationship. Marriage is built on three things. It's built on exclusive fidelity. You know, and you need to work on virtue in your marriage. You know, if you're tempted, gentlemen or ladies, understand one of the legs of marriage is fidelity. It's exclusive fidelity. It's a lifelong relationship. You're not getting into this and saying, if it doesn't work, I can get out. It's indissoluble in nature. You know, what God has joined, no one can set apart, right? And the third thing, which I don't think many people even reflect upon, you see how they enter the marriage, you're supposed to be open to life, open to children. It's supposed to be procreative, right? It's supposed to be procreative and unitive and exclusive. And we don't see that We do not see that today. I think we don't really understand the sacramentality of this. We allow infidelity into our marriages. Gentlemen, you might think, I never cheated on my wife. What about the pornography that's now infiltrated your life or the culture? Maybe we're too comfortable with divorce when things get rough. Oh, get the heck out. Can't tell you how many times when my father was struggling with his alcohol or his gambling addiction, people told my mother to leave him. She didn't. She remained faithful. And I don't want anyone staying in an abusive relationship. My father was never physical or never abusive. But I want to be clear on that. But the point is, she persisted. She honored the vows of that sacramental marriage, and she prayed. It brought about a conversion in the man's life. He was liberated. They spent a decade and a half, two decades, final years. He was free from those addictions. You know, and when you close the door to life, when you sterilize yourself, when you use contraception, there's a consequence for that as well. So, you know, we have to understand marriage. And let's pray for holy marriages. And this is all part of the great deception of the day. The Sister Lucia de Santos, I said a moment ago, said the final battle will be between the Lord and Satan. That final battle, it'll be about marriage and family. She says, but don't be afraid, because anyone who operates for the sanctity of marriage and for the family, yeah, you're going to be contended. You're going to be opposed in every way. Why? Because this is the decisive issue. However, we've already won the battle. Our Lady has already crushed his head. So marriage, it's something Satan hates. It's a reflection of God in some respects. I got to take a short break here. When we come back, we'll talk more. But if you think that this message is important, that we need a network like Relevant Radio to make sure that we are proclaiming this truth, then support it. We only have about 15 minutes remaining. I could certainly use you at 877-291-0123. Marriages are being strengthened. They're being saved. Lives are being impacted. And Christ is being brought to many. Here's a great example of that.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media. Here's another miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
Good morning. I just want to say thanks to Relevant Radio. My sister died in a state of grace. She contracted something that came very quickly, and I was able to be with her and sit with her. And,
oh my.
And because of Relevant Radio, I had the courage to bring it up. She had left the church almost for 30 years. Both of us were raised in a foster care, and we were both raised Catholic. And because of you, I was able to open that conversation up, and she was in agreement, and she had her last rites with the priest that I know was able to come. And I'm so happy and thrilled about that. And I think it's going to help me a lot through this grieving process.
May she rest in peace. What a beautiful story, Mark.
How has Relevant Radio impacted your life? Make a tax-deductible donation now on the Relevant Radio website or app.
We have just 13 minutes left in the hour. Boy, time is really clicking by. 877-291-0123. Give hope during our spring pledge drive. It's Tuesday. Be one of the early ones this week to step up and be counted. We want to hear from you right now at relevantradio.com or 877-291-0123. Mike Kendall with Drew Mariani. And Drew, Joe mentioned during that last segment that we have to choose joy. Well, here's some folks that are giving us joy here from the call center. Vern in Wanakee, Wisconsin just made a $240 pledge. Wow. Vern, thank you. Our partners are going to match you because you called this hour. That's $480. A couple of $100 gifts just came in. One from Melissa in Phoenix, Arizona. Wow. That's $200 now. And Marty in Napa, California. Thank you, Marty. $100 becomes $200 because you called 877-291-0123 during a partnership challenge. Just 12 minutes to go, Drew.
877-291-0123. And I don't like that, Mike. Just 12 minutes. My gosh, I don't know where the day goes. Look, I can see the phones. There are several lines that are open for you right now. Will you join us in this final 12 minutes? Let's make this a strong hour. I know that when you give, you're going to be blessed, and that your donation is going to be doubled today, in the next 12 minutes. I can't promise you donations, matching funds tomorrow. In fact, Mike already told me there's no matching funds tomorrow. So, look, if you love Relevant Radio, if you love the message, if you are inspired by what you hear, then do something small, if that's all you can do. If you can do something larger, do it for the person that's really struggling right now. But you'll be matched dollar for dollar thanks to the partnership challenge that we have. That's not the case tomorrow. Now is the time to call. So dial in at 877-291-0123 and know that God will use your gift and that many souls are going to be impacted by it. 877-291-0123. Online, you can also get our free downloadable MP3 as well. And there's lots of great premiums. Ask about them and leave us your prayers. Because, Mike, as you know, one of the things we love to do is to pray for those who help support us.
Absolutely. And we pray for our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society members every day. I want to take a second to thank them. These are the true heroes here at Relevant Radio. These are devoted listeners who set up ongoing monthly giving, which not only sustains our mission, but gives all of us here extra peace of mind. It's really simple and easy to become a member of the St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. And the first step is by calling 877-291-0123. And our operator will explain to you how to do that. But right now, we need to hear from, let's say, another 50 callers to hit our goal. 50 more people. Let's go. We only have 10 minutes to go. That's just five callers a minute. We can do it. 877-291-0123. Are there 50 more people out there who can give hope? I know there are. Let's hear from you now.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Well, thanks for joining us, and thank you for your support. I mean it. I am just so grateful for you getting behind us. And I know that you might be new to the program or to Relevant Radio. Maybe you're listening in Pittsburgh or St. Louis or some other part of the country, and you've only been listening for a short time. Thank you for tuning in. And I'll tell you what, sometimes it takes people a while. They have to listen, you know, for a couple months, some people even a couple years. But you're going to see that we walk the walk, we talk the talk, we are who we say we are, and our fundamental mission is to bring Christ to the world and to do it through the media. And I would ask you, if you could, maybe make a sacrifice today. You know, if you believe this is true, do it. You know, I was thinking today earlier, I was reading about St. Robert Lawrence. I'm not sure if you're familiar with him. And these martyrs, you know, who were killed in England, and of course it was Henry VIII. You might be familiar with the Carthusians, who were put to death for being in opposition to Henry VIII. And Henry put them to death in a brutal, horrific way. I mean, these men were drawn, quartered, hung, eviscerated. It was horrific. And I think of what people do for the faith, how much they sacrifice. You look at the early church, even look today, the people who've lost jobs and so many others for the faith. Little martyrdoms of life, they can add up to heaven. I mean, martyrdom's a powerful gift. And you might say, well, I'm not going to lay my life down. Financial martyrdom, sacrificing financially, giving of oneself for the church, for the faith, through that type of sacrifice, I think is a form of martyrdom. It's a suffering. It's an offering of oneself in some respects. And grace comes from it. You know, to the martyr into eternity. But, you know, there are lots of other types of martyrdoms. We call them green martyrdoms or red martyrdom. There's white martyrdom, different types of martyrdom. Pray about what you can do, all right? And think about this journey that we call life. While we walk on earth, we are, in some respects, all martyrs. We suffer little martyrdoms. They come to us every day in every way in the normal course of life. And by the end of life, they can add up to something substantial. You know, they can. They can help you to grow in holiness. So I'm offering you today an opportunity to grow in holiness. And don't sell yourself short. I think, oh, Drew, you don't know me. Look, it's these small sacrifices. It's these prayers. It's your heart willing to grow closer to the Lord. The little martyrdoms are how you handle people. There are little martyrdoms in how you avoid temptation. There are martyrdoms in turning the other cheek. There are martyrdoms in patience. There are martyrdoms in your financial gift and in your sacrifice. I invite you to do that today, all right? You're making your way to your eternal home. And I'll tell you what, you will shine with a special brightness. Join us right now. There's room for you. I'm looking at the phone screen. A line just opened. Will you call? I'd appreciate it if you did. Make that sacrifice. Okay? 877-291-0123. You will be blessed.
Just 5 minutes left in the hour. Boy, we're going to finish strong here this hour. I have a good feeling about it. Just great. One phone line open. I encourage you to hop online if you can, or if you have your phone, you can go on our mobile app and make your pledge right there. There's a Donate Now button there as well. 877-291-0123. As we finish the hour here, looking for about 32 more people to step up in 5 minutes It's going to be close, Drew, but I think we can make it. Thanks to some of our East Coast listeners, Cherry Hill, New Jersey, Brookhaven, Pennsylvania. Just heard from Attleboro, Maine. Thank you. Thank you for your donations. East Coast listeners wrapping up another busy day and doing one more good act for others by making a tax-deductible pledge to Relevant Radio. Drew, I got to tell you a story. A listener yesterday who called in from Wisconsin who recently came into an inheritance. And she wants to tithe with that inheritance. So what she's doing is splitting up that tithing money. Half she's giving to the physically hungry. Wow. The other half she's giving to the spiritually hungry. So she's already made a number of donations to Catholic organizations that feed the needy and feed the hungry. And on the spiritual side, she's giving all of it to Relevant Radio. She made a significant multi-$1,000 gift yesterday to our pledge drive because she believes Relevant Radio is doing great work in bringing people to the Lord for those who are thirsty for God. What a wonderful testimony. Wow. Thank you so much for your generous support. And look, we have partners here that want to match you. If you can only make that $50 or that one-time $100 pledge, know that it'll be doubled if you call right now because in the next 4 minutes, every pledge is being doubled. 877-291-0123.
Mike, that's such a great point. When you give, you want to know that your resources are being used for what they're intended to. And our mission is to bring Christ to the world, and we do that in so many different ways. But at the same time, you'd love to see your money go twice as far. I've often said, boy, wouldn't it be nice if you went to fill up the tank in your car, but you only had enough money to fill it halfway. And somebody says, okay, here, you can fill it up the whole way. That money goes twice as far. You can go twice as far. And Relevant Radio needs your support. Today is the best day to give. Your money will go twice as far. Your $50 will quickly become $100. Your $1,000 will become $2,000. And I'll tell you what, we need it. We really need your help. Lives are being impacted in profound ways. Our chief executive officer, Father Rocky, he often says that when you give, your anxiety decreases, your depression decreases, and your joy increases. And I do believe that. When he first said that, I thought, is that true? But you look at the spiritual, you look at so many of the saints who have written about this, and when you apply it yourself, you're going to find it feels good to give, that it's the right thing to do. It's a beautiful act of mercy, and you're going to be blessed for it. So I invite you right now. We only have a few minutes left. Phones are great. A lot of people getting on board. Just 2 minutes remaining. Get in right now if you can at 877-291-0123 or go online. You can do it that way as well, but great time to call.
And we have some suggested levels where you can donate. And if you log on to relevantradio.com, you can take a look at all the special premium items that we have available for you for special designations, a dollar a day gift, or if you'd like to make a significant $1,000 gift, we have a special premium there. It's all available online at relevantradio.com. But if you choose to call and you want to talk to somebody, we'd love to talk to you, too. The number is 877-291-0123. Our operators are, after they take your pledge, they're going to ask you for your prayer intentions. So if there's something special on your heart, let them know, because we really do take all of the prayers before the Blessed Sacrament. I can tell you, one of the more common prayer requests is the need for increased vocations. We hear a lot of people asking for more priests and religious. Well, Relevant Radio is a place where we encourage young, solid men and women to consider a religious life. In fact, last week, Drew, we did a 5-part series on Morning Air discussing everything from the discernment process to the richness of life as a priest or a sister. Who else does that on the radio? We're the only ones that do. For the sake of vocations, give 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123.
Hey, Mike, I hear it all the time. So many priests today say, hey, I was in seminary or I decided to become a priest. Thanks for Relevant Radio being on the air. So think of the ways that your gift is being used by God. You'll never know until you stand before Him. Not too late to get in. Continue to make those calls. Stay tuned. Cale Clark is coming up. You don't want to miss his conversation.